Mandy,
Katie,
you look so cute today.
listen, we were just talking about the fact that I'm just trying to manifest. Productivity is what I'm doing. I don't know that it's gonna work, but thanks.
You really,
Thanks.
I have a dress. I've talked about the company on here before. It's called Kowtow, and it's like a t-shirt material with that same color striping, and I love it. So when I saw it, I went, "Ooh, she looks cute today."
Thank you. This is a couple of years old Anthropology.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you've seen, but Auburn lost
Might have heard, might have
by
heard.
one touchdown. Which now the SEC has put out a statement that the refs totally missed a call that would have reversed one of those touchdowns.
Yeah, that was the first thing the nephew sent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think I'm the fun aunt. And in some ways I am,
Yeah.
but I'm also his daddy in a lot of ways. And
Right.
so I kind of walk a line. And so my first inclination when he posted about it was like, dude, don't be a sore loser. Like, don't let that be the first thing out of your mouth. But then I said, don't be daddy right now. Just be fun aunt and don't say anything.
So, I mean, I have mixed emotions about it too. If we had played better, one touchdown shouldn't matter. So there's that.
Right.
But I have seen people who are not Auburn fans, who are sports commentators, and have said that that was the worst officiated game they had ever seen. And they're older than I am. So, I mean, I feel like some of it is justified. But again, if we were better coached and we had a better O-line, then we
Well,
never
yeah,
needed that.
it's frustrating when you feel like you're making a turn and you're turning a corner, and then you feel like you get screwed by the
By
officiating.
the officiating. I mean, if we lose
Yeah.
the game on our own, that's one thing. But if we lose because of some dumb calls and some missed calls, some blatantly missed calls that they
Yeah.
come out and publish and say are missed calls.
Yeah, didn't like. The SEC itself
Yes.
published something that was like that one should not have been a
Yes.
touchdown.
Yeah, they sure did. And the last sentence was something like, "This matter will be handled internally. No further statements will be issued." So, like, they're who knows what that means? They're not going to do anything about it. So
Right.
I don't
I
know.
feel like there's an infamous baseball game, a guy. On the, I think it was on the Detroit Tigers, threw a perfect game, not just a no hitter, a perfect game, which means
Crazy.
no walks, no hits, no hit by pitch, nothing. It was a perfect game. And y'all, on the last out, the umpire called the guy safe on first base, and he was so clearly out, and it was before review. And so, everybody talks about like, can we not go back now that we have all seen that that was just, I mean, and that poor umpire, like, I think there was a whole 30 for 30 on it. I've watched some documentary about it. And that poor guy, I mean, he got death threats and he feels awful. But yeah, so like, is there not any way to go back and fix it now? But then it's sort of, if you do that, then you sort of open up the whole Pandora's box of,
I
well, where
just
does that stop?
think that SEC, as great as SEC football is, that's how bad SEC officiating is. And so I think that's where they need to work on that, is on that end. Because they used to
Yeah.
be great officiating. I mean, there used to be, like, I used to be able to look at the officials' crew and go, okay, this will be at least a fair game. But now, like, you can't, there's not a crew that is not missing blatant calls that even I can see, and I'm no expert at all. So I think that's where they can improve. I mean, obviously they can't go back. We'll never get a little asterisk or anything by the
Right.
loss or whatever. In fact, I mean, in my little, I mean, it's not a, I don't want to call it a betting pool because we don't bet money, but like in my little pick spreadsheet, I didn't pick Auburn to win. I didn't think we were going to win that game.
Yeah.
But I feel like we would have had a better chance if they had not missed those blatantly obvious calls.
Yeah. And it's frustrating when you, like I said, when you feel like you're doing better to get stopped by that.
So this weekend we have Texas A&M. So I don't think it's going to get any better. And then I think 2 weeks we have Georgia. So I mean, here we go. The gauntlet has arrived. So this should be an interesting few weeks. So that's football update. Of course, scared honey to death watching the game, cussing, screaming. I've got
One
to
day
get
she'll be
another
dead.
phrase besides come on, Auburn. Because when I say come on, Auburn, she thinks that I mean, come on, let's go. So I got to figure something out, but bless her.
Her dog's funny. My
I
friend
know.
Sarah, when her mother-in-law died, they took her mother-in-law's dog and they would tell the dog to sit, and the dog would not sit. But if you told the dog to sit down,
Oh, stop.
then the dog would sit.
How cute is that?
Not funny.
I love it. I
Yeah.
love it. So this week I'm in the mountains. I am relaxing. I'm reading, which I will tell you about in my book selections. I am not doing anything. I did shower today, but just because I had not showered yet since I got here and I was starting to need a shower.
Yeah,
So I
yeah.
did that. But that's about it. I've been reading and looking at the beautiful view on the porch of the river and the mountain. And honey and I have been snuggling on the sofa as I read. It's just been so nice.
Good.
One of my professors said, as pastors, especially pulpit pastors, when we preach, she's a beautiful preacher and a great preaching professor. She said, read. Read, 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 read as much as you can. Get cultural references. Figure out what other people are reading so you can relate to them. But always read something. And I have neglected that because of a lot of reasons lately. And so I'm reconnecting with books and I'm loving it. So this has been a really good time for that and relaxation, a little Sabbath. And I don't want to get too in the weeds with this, you know, the world seems a little crazy right now. I mean, maybe not a little. The world has gone batshit crazy, and it is hard sometimes to think about ways that we can help. And I've been given a beautiful opportunity that I can't wait to discuss a later date, but it's a big opportunity. It's a wide-reaching opportunity. But I was sitting here thinking this morning, like, I mean, that's great on a big level, but what can I do in my own community? And I think that's the way we fight all this craziness. So I just wanted to put that out in the world that I think I'm going to try to find. Not just through church, because that's, I mean, which is a great way to do it, but my own self in my own time in my own ways. I'm going to find ways to connect with people that I don't normally connect with, because I think that's what we're missing a lot of
Yeah.
is, you know, sitting down with people, connecting with people that are outside of our bubble. And that's where we, I think, have turned so far inward that we are afraid of anybody that is not like us.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even, everybody's like, oh, you should run for office. You should run for office. You should. I think my friend Elizabeth was, who's a dedicated listener of the pod. Elizabeth joined the executive committee of the local party with which she is affiliated because She felt like the other people, like the people that were already on it, were too extreme. And so she wanted to sort of be
Yes.
able to keep it more, on the rails.
Right.
So something like that,
Yes.
like you don't have to
Because
run for office. There are smaller ways you
true.
can have an impact for
And
sure.
you don't have to be in DC, although Mandy and I have connections. I mean, Mandy actually worked in DC. We both worked for, in that set in politics. That's important. That's very important. But I think the local level is where
Yeah.
we can make the best and most beautiful changes.
I like that. I think
Yeah.
it's a
So
great
that
idea.
was my thought for the week. After all I have watched and tried to avoid watching a lot of stuff going on in this world, I think just showing people that you don't have to be one extreme or the other. You can just be a human and
Yeah.
love other humans
Yeah.
personal
Yeah.
one-on-one. I think that's
Well,
kind
it's
of
like
nice.
our, and I think I talked about last week maybe some, like our algorithms are set up
Yes.
to feed us. And it was really, that became very starkly evident to me following Charlie Kirk's murder because I
Yes.
had friends who had never heard of Charlie Kirk,
Yes.
who had no idea who he was.
Right.
And then I also have friends who, like, I posted something on Facebook, and a friend of mine who I grew up with said something about all the Dems who were celebrating his death. And I said, I believe you that that is happening. I have not seen
No.
that at all,
Right.
nor do I know a single Democrat who has celebrated his death. And I said that this is just perfect evidence
Yep.
that this algorithm is feeding us, and
Yes.
what it feeds us is what will piss us off.
Yes.
And so, that's, as I told him, I said, look, here's what I do. Every time I see something crazy that a MAGA person has said, I remember all the people in my life who I know that's not where their heart is. And so what you can do from now on is every time you see something bad about a Democrat, you can just think, well, I know that's not where Mandy's heart is. So, and like, that's the way we get back to it.
Yes, agreed. And I, after you said that last week, because Mandy influences me a lot, I had forgotten that part about the, Facebook algorithm. And I'm not on there a lot because I just, if I didn't
Not
have to be on
helpful.
there for work, I would not be on there. But anyway, I have really purposefully stayed off of it a lot more than I normally even do. And, even in, like, I have not been on my phone much at all while I've been up here. It's so nice to have a break from it.
Yeah.
I did look because I tried to stay up last night and watch Kimmel, but I just, I'm old and I took my melatonin. And so I looked for that because I wanted to see what he said. But other
Right.
than that, I just unplugging from all that has been really nice. It's been nice.
Yeah.
So thank you for that reminder last week, Mandy. I did
Sure. I
that.
did. So congratulations to you. Do as I say, not as I do.
Right. I mean, I've tried. I'm not great all the time, but I tried. Mandy, tell us about your week and what's going on.
Not a lot. Baseball season is wrapping up.
Yes.
And if you are a baseball fan and not just a Braves fan, it is a very interesting wind up to the
Yeah.
season. So, as I've explained before, there's an American League and a National League,
Right.
and each league are three divisions, East, Central, and West. So there are six teams that automatically make the playoffs. So
Oh,
whoever
wow.
wins the division makes the playoffs. And then there are also three wild card spots in each league. So A total of six teams from each league make the playoffs. And the wild card spots are determined by who has the best record. So you come down to the end of the season and you have some divisions like the National League East, where the Braves play, that the Phillies won the division running away like a week ago, like it's settled. But then you have divisions like the American League Central, where the Detroit Tigers had like a 13 game lead at the All-Star break,
Oh.
and they are now tied with the Cleveland Guardians because the Tigers have gone like
Yeah.
this, as they said on Top Gun, and the Guardians went like that, and they said to Hollywood, "Where'd he go?" And Hollywood said, "Where'd he go?" Sorry. Yeah. So
Love it.
but then whoever doesn't win that division will also probably not get in with the wild card because there are other teams with
Oh,
a better record. So like it's just a
it's
little bit of
wild.
chaos. It's a little
Yes.
bit of chaos going on. So that's fun. The good news is the Cubs clinched. They are definitely in the postseason. The bad news is since they clinched, they have not won a game.
Well,
So
okay. So maybe they're not peaking too early. We're going to go with that, right?
That's good. We would also like to go into the off season
Yeah.
with a little momentum, and we would like to win enough games so that we clinch home field advantage, so that
Oh,
we're playing in Wrigley Field and not
yes.
flying to San
Oh,
Diego
gosh.
and having to play them
Yeah.
there because their fans are wild. So
Yeah.
hopefully they so. But it was funny because one of the teams that's in it. So you know, the Mets are the Braves, Phillies and the Mets are the Braves in division rivals.
Yes.
And so we always cheer against the Mets. Well, they have also tanked. They had like the best record in baseball, like, I don't know, in the first 2 months, maybe they came out real hot. And girl, they have tanked so bad. They're back up today, but they're like on that back
Yeah.
and forth, the final wild card
Yeah.
spot. One of the teams that's right there within a game of them are the Cincinnati Reds, and that's who the Cubs played this weekend. And the Cubs had a 4-game series against the Reds and lost all 4 games, which was kind of funny. I hated to see the Cubs lose, but I did like to see the Reds because at one point they were above the Mets, so the Reds had knocked the Mets out of playoff. It's
Love
just,
it.
listen,
Yeah,
it's
it's wild.
chaos.
Yes.
And then the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, he is still hitting home runs. But the big debate is, should he win the MVP or should Aaron Judge win the
Ooh.
MVP? And it's one of those situations where, you know, Aaron Judge has a good year every year.
Yes.
Like he's won the MVP a lot and he's having another just stellar year, of course. And if you look at their stats, like, most of his stats are just this much better than Cal Raleigh's. But Cal Raleigh's a catcher, and
Yeah.
everybody agrees that's the hardest position. And to be doing what he's doing as a catcher. So anyway, that whole argument's up. And then the other one that has a lot of talk is the rookie of the year in the National League,
Okay.
Drake Baldwin, who is the Braves catcher, is one of the front runners for that. And the other person in the running for that is a Cubs pitcher.
Ooh.
So listen, I'm not
Ooh.
torn. I want Drake to win it, but
Well,
it's
yeah,
sort of a
but
win-win for me, either
yes.
one. Both of them have been great. But then, like with Drake, he started off, he wasn't even going to make the roster coming out of spring training. And then somebody got hurt. I guess Sean Murphy got hurt. I don't remember now who it was, but somebody got hurt and he made the roster. And so he platooned a lot of the year with Sean Murphy, our regular catcher, who has since left because everybody in the Braves got hurt again this year. And he has gone, he had that surgery. So he's been out for like the last month. But for Drake to have done what he has done
Yeah.
with so few plate appearances, so many fewer plate appearances. So
Sure.
anyway, it's all, listen, we're all in the weeds in all these discussions.
Digging
So.
through the weeds. I
Yeah.
love it.
But in the National League, it looks like, I mean, the Brewers have won their division. The Phillies have won their division. The Dodgers have clinched a postseason appearance, but the Padres are only a game and a half back. So
Okay.
I don't know that the Dodgers have actually won the division yet. The
So
Padres
they
still
will,
could.
yeah, so they'll either be their division winner or wild card.
Or in the wild card, yeah.
Okay.
So, and same for the Padres. And then, but right now it's the Mets have that third spot, and the Reds and the Diamondbacks are both just a game behind the Mets.
Ooh, interesting.
And the Mets are playing the Cubs right now. So hopefully the Cubs will get it together
Hopefully.
for many reasons.
Yes.
So pick the Mets out and
Dominant.
they'll clinch their home field advantage.
That would be nice.
So anyway, that's baseball. I'm
Love it.
glad I could nerd out for y'all and all
Yeah,
that.
no, I love that.
And then other than that, listen, it's hot. It's still hot. It's still 90 degrees. And what I discovered is, because I was like, okay, I'm gonna go watch sunset every night. Like, it's ridiculous that I don't do that. I need to make myself do that. So I went Sunday night and I went Monday night. And when I was down there Monday night, there were a bunch of children.
Oh.
And I heard them talking, and one of them said, "We're on fall break." They're
Already.
on fall break, y'all. It's not even October. What are we doing? So, yeah, there's already people here. Although I will say, I did have the delight of watching. Have you seen the thing that people are doing on the internet, on all the internets? Where it's like you've never seen your spouse run at full speed. Have
No.
you not seen that? Y'all have got to search for this. It is a riot.
Cannot
So it
wait.
started with like spouses or friends or whatever. But so somebody, the person holding the camera, just films straight ahead. And whomever is running just, streaks by the
Right.
camera. And so it was like, I've never seen my spouse. Running at full steam. And so to hear the spouse doing the filming, laughing hysterically off camera as their spouse, runs by as fast as they
Yeah.
can. It really is funny. It's a delight. So this was not spouses. This was a friend group, a group of women Sunday night out there. And I was like, oh gosh, they're doing that sprint challenge.
Yeah.
And so the first girl went, and so then I started filming them. So the next girl went, and so here comes the third lady. She was excited. She gets up there. She takes like a 3-point starter stance, like she's in the Olympics. And she goes and she makes it maybe 2.5 steps before she just eats it.
Love
She
it.
just busts her butt on the beach. I'm rolling. They're all rolling. I'm sure one of them peed her pants,
Sounds
because they
like when
were
I
of that
twisted my
age.
ankle.
They were of that age. Yeah. And so, of course, Kelly's like, okay, when are we doing that? I said, I want
Never.
to do it with everybody I know, but y'all all have to come here because I too am going to fall.
Yeah.
And losing all of your teeth once in your life is enough. Don't need to do that again. So anyway, that was the only good thing about all these people being here is I did see that. But
I love it.
otherwise, here we are. I will say, it's been 6 months since my surgery, and this is the time of year, the past 2 years, I have
Yeah.
been really, really sick. And I don't have an infection, but I definitely can, if it had been last year, this time I would have an infection.
Yeah.
So I do think the surgery helped. So I would say if you need sinus surgery, get sinus surgery. Just don't use my surgeon.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it with him.
That would be my, but yeah, I'm just stuffy and drainy and ugh.
At least it drains, though, right? That was the problem.
Exactly. That was the problem. At least it's draining, knock on wood. And I'll say, like, I've got, so the crazy case, we've got mediation in a couple of weeks. And I'm the kind of person that if there's something upcoming, I can't do anything else. Like, I have to go ahead and be worrying about that. And so just the anxiety. Jason Isbell wrote a song about it. But anyway, so yesterday I was like, I've got to go take a walk. It was 11 o'clock. It was hot. I was like, I complain about these people all the time. And now I know maybe they're all just anxious. Maybe they all are just having anxiety. That's what I'm going to think from now on when I see the crazy people walking on the bike path in 100 degree weather. I'm going to say, maybe they just have anxiety.
Maybe.
So.
Yeah.
I did search for some shade,
Well, that's nice. Shade is
but
always good.
I'm sure I was allergic to everything that was out there, so exacerbated this
It
situation.
did.
Listen, it's fun. It's body. It's fun. It's
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
But anywho, that's all I got. So
Okay.
talk to us about your books, Katie.
So, I this week didn't realize it really, but I'm on like a Southern author kick. So
Okay, good.
I finally finished the Southern Book Club's Guide to Killing Vampires that I talked about last time. And it
Yeah.
does not disappoint. So good. Highly recommend. So I finished that when I first got here. And then I read this book called Theo of Golden by Alan Levi, and he's from Columbus. And so, another Southern author, he writes about a fictitious town called Golden in Georgia. And it is the most beautiful, hopeful, lovely book. I read it at the recommendation of many people, but also because my Subversive Women's Book Club, made up of United Methodist women pastors, is supposed to be reading it. And so I brought it with me. I've read it while I've been here. I've read it. It's so good. I cannot, this is right up there for me with The Nightingale and Educated as one
Okay.
of my favorite books I've ever read. So I cannot recommend this book enough.
Awesome.
Amazing. I get it. I got it at my favorite book bookstore. Well, my son, they're two tied now at Bears Books. The other thing I got at Bears Books while I was there was House of Smoke by John T. Edge, who was in Macon last night, and it looked like it was a beautiful event, but I was here.
It did. It did. I was looking for you in the audience. I forgot you were in
I'm in the
in the
mountains.
mountains.
It is very interesting. They had him at Stratford, which is one of the schools that he went to. And as I was reading the chapters of his early life, I thought, nobody at Stratford read this book.
How do you afford Stratford if it was such a perilous
I don't
childhood?
know. I really, really don't know.
That was my thought when I saw he
Yeah.
was going back to his alma mater, Stratford.
Well, so he ended up, he went to Jones County for a little while and then he ended up at Tatnall.
Okay.
So he kind of made the rounds, which is typical, I think, of his childhood. It is a honest, very honest, open, vulnerable, beautiful look at what it was like to grow up. I would think that it would be very similar to your world as well, but like, it's just, and the things he went through in that little house in Clinton, Georgia. I mean, I knew the like big headlines, but the details of it that he talks about in this book are pretty fantastic. And I'm ha about halfway through, and he's now talking about he's met Blair, his wife, and he's talking about forming the Southern Foodways Alliance. And it's just beautiful. And it is very vulnerable. And I applaud him for being that open and honest. I think he can do that because both of his parents are gone. But he
Yeah.
does not hold anything back about his childhood and about the good things and the bad things and what it's like to grow up, what it was like to grow up in the South. And, I would like to think that I've come a long way in a lot of things around race as well. And so his story was very powerful and mirrored a lot of my journey to being more open and liberal and progressive. And so I was very thankful that he just put it all out there. So, very different books that I have read. Vampires, Theo of Golden is a hopeful, beautiful book, and then a very honest Southern discourse about growing up in Middle Georgia. And so those three books about the South, I cannot recommend enough.
Good. That's
Yeah.
exciting. Can't wait to
So
read them.
there we go.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Theo of Golden definitely is going to show up in some sermons.
Good. That's awesome.
So, Mandy, you've got a really good list of favorites. One, the
Okay.
last one, I'm very excited because I've been listening to a lot of, not the last one, the one
My
that used
bad.
to be the last one. one of these I have been listening to and really enjoyed. So, I can't wait to hear your commentary on it. So, tell us
Okay.
about your favorites.
Okay. Well, the first is a new podcast.
Okay.
And
I'm getting my fun out, people. This is what I
I
do.
just mentioned our friend Elizabeth, our dedicated listener, Elizabeth. This podcast is written and produced by her friend, one of her best friends growing up, Stephanie Tinsley. Stephanie's from Tullahoma. Lives in Nashville now. She married Mark Tinsley, who was one of the main lawyers in the whole Murdoch saga.
Oh.
Mark Tinsley represented
Oh.
Malibu Beach's family in the wrongful death suit that sort of kicked
Okay.
everything into high gear.
Yes.
So Stephanie, through that experience of having Mark be interviewed for all these, Dateline, the Netflix documentary, like all that, Stephanie, who had always been a true crime consumer, sort of saw the behind the scenes of how the sausage gets made.
Yeah.
And she thought, well, I can do that. And so Stephanie had always had a high-powered career, very successful in Nashville. And then she marries Mark, and Mark still lives in South Carolina. And she still lives in Nashville because she wasn't going to take her son out of school in Nashville. Like, he's in high school now. But
Right.
so she was traveling a lot. And so she had quit her job to, help sort of make all this work. And she was bored. And so she saw all this being made, and she thought, well, that's what I want to do. I want to tell a story like that. And so she started this podcast. She has worked with Tenderfoot, which is
Yes.
Payne Lindsay's company.
Yes.
So it's very well produced. It's about a murder in Memphis. And so I've been hearing about this for a long time because Elizabeth has been involved in all this, and I knew that. What I didn't know is that Elizabeth is like a main character in the podcast. Like, they talk, she's on, like, all, she's been on every episode so far, I think. So,
Much
yeah.
like when I say your name at the top of our podcast, you're like, wait, I know that voice.
Exactly. Well, and that's the other thing that's so funny is Elizabeth and Stephanie, before I even knew Elizabeth was going to be on the podcast, I'm listening to the first episode and I'm like, you and Stephanie sound so much alike. And then Elizabeth's on it, and I'm like, wait, y'all really do sound like not
Yeah.
exactly alike, but a lot alike. Anyway, so, but it's a very compelling story. I think the third episode comes out on Friday. And then they have a behind the scenes where Elizabeth is interviewing Stephanie and Mark, kind of telling the whole behind the scenes stuff. So, anyway, very excited. From a Tullahoma girls and their new podcast. So
Love it.
everything they missed, add it to your rotation. That was the first thing I had. And then, oh, okay. So I have, people have comfort food, people have comfort books. I have comfort TV shows.
Yes.
And we've talked about The West Wing
Yep.
before. Another one I have that got me through 2016 is Parks and Rec.
Okay, I'm going to
And
admit out loud, I've never seen it.
okay, you're not alone.
Okay.
So, but here's, and yeah, I did my purge recently and I canceled everything. And so I'm not ready to go back in on HBO yet. I didn't cancel my Walmart Plus subscription
Right.
because you get those groceries delivered all the time. Part of my Walmart Plus subscription includes either a Paramount or a Peacock. You get to pick. And I had did have Paramount, but now I have switched to Peacock because that's the only place you can watch Parks and Rec is if you have a
Okay.
Peacock subscription. But if you have a Peacock subscription, here is my recommendation. Skip the first season.
Okay.
Because I just started rewatching it. I'm on like maybe the fourth episode of the first season, and it's a little tedious.
Okay.
Like, just skip the first season altogether. They did not hit their stride until the second season. And that there aren't enough plot points that'll really mesh you up that if you just start with the second season, you'll be fine. There may be a joke or two you don't get, but it doesn't matter. So anyway, but yeah, it's just optimistic. It's funny. It's ridiculous. But it is. It's hopeful, and it's joyful, and it's just sort of what we need. So
What we need.
that's the other thing I've been doing when I get real anxious is I'll just turn on some Parks and Rec and
Love it.
zone out. The next thing I had not had in a while, and I ordered it from Whole Foods recently. It's the Waterloo sparkling water, the lemon lime flavor.
Okay.
It just hits just right. It's just the perfect amount of flavor, and it's just the right little bit of sweet, little bit of sour, like nothing too strong. It's just the perfect sparkling water, in my opinion.
Love it.
So, Waterloo Lemon Lime, really gonna recommend y'all check that one out.
Okay.
Okay, next we have another podcast that I have recommended a thousand times.
This is the one that I have listened to on the way up, and I'm enthralled with.
So Pablo Torre finds out.
Love
And
it.
as we, Pablo like runs the gamut, on the spectrum of types of stories he's doing. But the one he's been doing lately, and it's, I think part of why I've loved it so much, like I don't care about the NBA at all. But this is sort of an investigative journalistic piece that you can dig your, dig into that has absolutely no ramifications. It has no effect on my life. It's just an interesting story, and it's fun to watch somebody do their job the way that Pablo has been doing his job.
And you don't have to like basketball to get it.
You don't. So here's the deal. The owner of the Clippers, the LA Clippers, the other LA basketball team, apparently based on
Allegedly.
the investigations that Pablo has done seems to indicate that what happened was Steve Ballmer, who is a gabillionaire from Microsoft, made all his money in Microsoft, subverted the salary cap that the NBA has when he was signing Kawhi Leonard. His salary was X on the books, and that's what the Clippers were charged with, and that kept them from going over the salary cap. But over here on the side, what ha happened
A
was
little funny business.
Steve Ballmer invested X amount of dollars in this company. What's the name of it? Ascension?
Ascension. Yeah, I think so.
And they are basically like a broker for people who want to buy carbon offsets. And so he invested $50 million, something like that, in this. Then on the back end, Ascension signed a contract with Kawhi Leonard wherein they would pay him $27 million, and the man didn't have to do a thing to get it. So basically, Steve Ballmer figured out how to pay the guy $28 million more dollars than is actually on the books. And Pablo has figured this out and is telling the story piece by piece. And of course, once the first one came out, which gosh, it's probably been almost a month ago that the very
Yeah.
first one came out. Of course, people started, oh, poking holes here, here, and here. And it's like every week another batch of evidence comes up. And it's, Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas
That
Mavericks.
was a very interesting episode.
Okay, well, it made me want to, like, I want every lawyer to listen to that episode because it's like, okay, both of y'all need to shut up and listen. But so he came on and he's like, well, there's no way Steve Ballmer was dumb enough to have done this. Steve Ballmer's a smart man. He just wouldn't be that stupid. And what he would have done is X, Y, and Z. Well, then, like, 2 weeks later, Pablo gets evidence that he did X, Y, and Z, just like Mark Cuban said he would do. So it's just been fascinating.
Well, and two, I think what is interesting on a multi-layered level is that that company, Ascension, was basically a pyramid scheme. And those people have gone like to jail.
Yeah, the only reason any of this
Is because
came
of, yeah.
public is because they filed for bankruptcy. And when you file for bankruptcy, all your creditors become public. And so I think was Kawhi listed as a creditor? I can't remember how that
Or
exact.
either
That's what
Ballmer, I can't remember how it
led.
that particular
Filings are
part came
what
about.
led Pablo to it. So yeah, Ballmer never thought anybody would know,
No.
because he did. He did get scammed by these guys, and that's the other thing Cuban kept saying. Oh well, he got scammed. He got scammed.
That doesn't mean
Well,
he didn't know what he was doing.
exactly. I mean, it's sort of like, well, he only invested blah blah blah, and then next thing you know, his college roommate, Ballmer's college roommate, who's his secondhand man with the Clippers, he also invested just the perfect amount to get you to the figure you need to get to like it just,
Interesting
it's
how
really
perfect those amounts were.
right. So anyway, it just, if you're missing that sort of hard-hitting journalism scandal sort of thing in your life, these podcasts by Pablo have been very fascinating.
The newest one, which I listened to on the way up here, even has the voice altering
Oh yeah, they're talking to the
witnesses.
former employees of Ascension who are like, yeah, it happened. But yeah, it is. They got like the deep throat
Yeah, it's so
voice
funny.
stuff. So
Yeah.
anyway, so that's been a good one. That sort of has scratched
Really
an itch
good.
that I've been missing. Okay, and the next thing, I got new Hokas because my other ones I busted. And listen, I'm real mad because they were busted. I just threw them away instead of donating them somewhere. And I'm real mad because I did that yesterday morning. I just took them to the dump yesterday morning. What I should have done yesterday morning was put them on the street with a pile of clothes, because yesterday was supposed to be the rapture.
Oh, I know, right?
How funny would it have been for me to leave my
Know.
sheets,
I like
pile of
them.
clothes on the sidewalk, and just sit on my balcony and watch people all day? Be like, oh,
I know.
somebody's gone.
I've almost opened the show with, I'm glad we're still here.
Yeah, well, anyway, here we
Yeah.
are. But anyway, so I got some new Hokas because mine got busted. Y'all, I forgot. Walking in brand new Hokas really does feel like what it must feel like to walk on a cloud.
I need new tennis shoes, and so that might be my next purchase too.
I mean, just it really, it makes you feel bouncy
Yeah.
almost. But highly recommend a Hoka.
Okay.
And the last thing is, Jen Hatmaker, who I love, has a new book out called Awake that starts and tells the story. Like, I think, so I've seen pictures of the first page of the book. Like, she leads with lying in the bed next to her husband, and she wakens at like 2 in the morning, and he's voice texting someone, "I just can't quit you." And that's when she figures out that her husband of 26 years is cheating on her. And so then it just goes through the implosion of life. But she was on Glennon Doyle's podcast, We Can Do Hard Things, is Glennon's podcast. She was on that podcast this week. And they just had a really great conversation that will make you think about lots of different things. If you're a parent, it talked about some parenting things, talked a lot about relationship stuff, talked a lot about codependency and what we think it is versus what it is. It was good. It made me think a lot. So I would recommend that particular
Awesome.
episode. We can do hard things.
I mean, I saw, I don't, it's hard to know what's real and what's not, but I saw a quote from Brandon Hatmaker, her ex-husband. And basically, now that the book has come out, he's saying things like, you know, marriages don't explode, you know, don't implode overnight.
And she owns that. She
Yeah.
takes responsibility
But
for her
like,
part.
shut up, dude. I'm sorry. You don't have the right to speak.
Well, that's a lot of, part of what they talked about, because Glennon's ex-husband
Yeah.
also, and so they both talked about how at first they used that as sort of their get out of jail free card. Coming out of the evangelical communities from whence they came, divorce was a big stigma. And so that was their, well, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
He did it. It's his fault. And but
Yeah.
that was shield for them for a long time and kept them from doing the hard work they
Right.
really need to do to own their own part in it.
Sure.
And fix those patterns.
Yes. And
But also, shut up, asshole.
yeah, I know, right? Still. I mean, I even mentioned to, you know, I've talked about my therapist. I've even mentioned to my therapist, you know, a lot of these patterns that I'm seeing throughout my entire life,
Right.
I see in my former dating life. And not that there's anybody to date in Vienna, Georgia. However, comma, if it does present itself ever again, which it may not ever, and that's also fine, I don't want to repeat that pattern. So I've done a lot of work, but I have not addressed a lot of things either. And so I mentioned that to her, that that's something I really want to start working on, for every relationship, not just that kind of relationship. But I definitely see, you know, but that's still, he's still my ex, still. You don't get to talk. And that's what I was saying about Brandon too. Like, okay, I get that, but like, you still don't get to talk.
But it was so funny because I've heard Jen on a couple of different podcasts that I've listened to. But, it's Glennon, her sister, Amanda, and Abby Wambach are on, or who hosts We Can Do Hard Things. And Abby's reaction to Brandon Hatmaker voice texting while in the bed with his wife, she was like, "What an idiot." And I just love it because nobody else has like come out and said that. And
Yeah.
Abby was just like, "What a stupid man. What
What the hell? It's like he wanted to get caught.
Yeah. And maybe
Yeah.
he did. Maybe he did.
Probably.
But yeah, I just that was a really,
Yeah.
really good episode.
I love it.
I'm wondering as we sit here, I'm feeling worse and worse.
Mandy is pushing on her sinuses.
And I'm wondering if I have jinxed myself by
I
performing.
knocked on wood when you said all those things. You did not knock on wood.
Oh, God. What could do my nasal rinse?
Palm to forehead.
Whew,
So,
wow.
Mandy, what are you doing this week? Thank you for those favorites. Those are good favorites. I think I'm gonna do the Hoka thing.
I recommend. I got mine off the Hoka website and they were a little bit on sale.
There we go. There we go. I love it. Do they run true to size? Do they run true to size? Okay, good. All right. Thank you for that tidbit.
What am I doing? Nothing. Supposed to go to choir practice tonight. I'm beginning to think that may not happen. I've gone back to church choir last week.
Good.
I'm also singing in my community choir. I didn't go to that rehearsal last week because my shots, I think I told you about my allergic shiners I had after Monday. Thursday after my shot, I must have sneezed approximately 3 million times. I took five antihistamines that day.
Oh
I was
God.
dead.
Yeah.
So I did not go to choir rehearsal last Thursday. which I've told everybody who's like, we're so glad you're back. We need you. I'm like, don't count on me for anything because there ain't no telling
Yeah.
what might be happening. But anyway, yeah, no, otherwise, I got nothing. Trying to think if I even have anything going on this weekend. I do not. Nothing. What about you, Katie?
I mean, I'm here through tomorrow, which is Thursday, and then I go home and resume my regular schedule. October is nuts for me. Nuts. I have classes, multiple classes. I have multiple board meetings for different things I'm on. That's why I'm here this week, is to get a little respite before October just blows up. So just a lot of work, which is fun and great and wonderful, but it's just gonna be busy. So I'm resting up
Is
as
it
much as I
August, October?
can. Yeah.
How did we get to almost
I don't
October?
know.
I
I've
think
already
it's hard.
started thinking about Christmas gifts for people.
Yeah, I have to. It's I think it's harder for me because the seasons don't change.
Yeah.
I mean, it is significantly less hot and humid, but
But
it's still hot.
no. I made Mandy a little angry today when I told her I was wearing a sweatshirt earlier.
No, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
You
I'm
keep saying
remembering.
that like you're trying to convince yourself
No,
and me.
I know. I'm happy for you. Of questioning my own life choices, but I'm
Right.
happy for you.
Yeah.
I do. I'm remembering a halcyon time 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, when we were at the Braves game and I got cold enough that I had to go buy a sweatshirt.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's just lying on my bed. It doesn't have anywhere to be put up because I still have my summer clothes out.
Yeah, I gotta do that. That might be one thing I do this week, is switch out a few things. There's really no, even in South Georgia, there's really no summer and winter clothes. There's just a few things that are only summer that are like sleeveless, get taken out.
Yeah,
But
because you never know. I mean, Christmas, you might be pulling your shorts out.
yeah, I might be sweating.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy the last of your.
I will. I'm gonna be reading.
Yeah, good. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Everybody, go find your people.